So Kennedy found herself in a pretty funny situation in a family group text that included her mom and dad, who have been divorced since you were how old?
12.
12.
Yep.
And your sisters are in there.
Yep.
And they get along swimmingly well.
Yep. We vacationed together when I was a kid, like all of it. Yeah, they did it right.
And Kennedy's going down to see her dad in Virginia.
Yeah, I'm bringing back Smokey, the dog I've been hanging on to for a little while he's doing physical therapy and healing up. And he's been working really hard, and he's excited to get her back.
But there are some concerns about you traveling to Virginia.
Apparently so.
And so I have asked Kennedy to act out the scene that unfolded via text message.
And I want to be really clear, I'm not making fun of anybody, Mom, Dad, if you're listening.
No. This was actually my idea. No, you're not making fun of them.
I think we've all been here. We've all done it.
Right. So you're going to be playing your dad?
I'll be playing everybody.
You're playing your mom?
She's versatile.
And hurt yourself.
Right.
It's like a one-woman show where you play all the parts.
So this all began with a picture because I got Smokey groomed one last time before I'm taking her back because it's important to leave things better than you found them. And so I just sent a picture, one last trip to the salon before heading back to Virginia, and a cute picture of this amazing woman who grooms my dog. She like knocks out of the park. Anyway, and my dad says, "Is she behaving? She looks awfully cute. You're doing a great job. I love you." And then my mom says, "How long will you be in RVA?" And I said, "For the weekend." And my mom said, "That's a long drive. You should stay a while." To which I said, "I'll be okay. I like road trips." To which my father says, "It is a long drive. She knows what she's doing." See, at this point, we turn to third person. Third person. Suddenly, I'm no longer in the group chat. I'm a she. I'm not here. We're talking above me, which is fine. It's a long drive. She knows what she's doing. What would you propose we do? And at this point, I start to get uncomfortable because I'm like, are we arguing? Are we fighting? No, we're not fighting. Are we fighting? What do you mean? What do we propose we do? It feels... To which my mother says, "I can't think of any way to get Smokey back other than that. She does know what she's doing, though. Smiley face."
They have confidence in you.
I'm sweating at this point. I can't even tell you. I realize this is not conflict or contrary, but I just don't talk to people ever. And this, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, why is this making you so uncomfortable?
I'm fine. I'm good. Don't worry about me because I don't need people worrying about me. I don't know.
Maybe because she's in her 50s and she's capable of driving to Virginia.
Yeah, but your parents are always going to parent you. Well, even when you're 80. If they're 100, they'll still parent you.
So which I said, "I'm fine, everyone. If I get tired, I'll stop. If I get hungry, I'll eat. It's all good. I'm looking forward to it.
If I get hungry, I'll eat." That's my favorite line.
And then my dad was like, "I tried other things. You know, maybe we can meet halfway." He just can't drive very well right now, and I don't want to, whatever.
Right.
But he said, "I've got every faith in her. I have all kinds of activities set up for her while she's down here, so she won't be bored with me, which is easy to do." Little does he know that sitting on the couch is just fine for me. But I'm here for it. So mom's like, "Oh, all sounds good. Have a wonderful time." And then my dad goes, "Well, if you and Sam," that's my mom's husband, "want to come up, let me know. I'll get the tickets to the show we're going to." And then he said, "And mom has cello on Sunday." But he meant to say Monticello. But he was doing voice to text.
Mom has cello.
Your mom has cello practice. It's good that she has hobbies.
So mom says, "Thanks, sorry to miss it." And then she side texts me and said, "Oops, I didn't realize I was talking to everybody." And who was playing cello? I couldn't figure it out. So that was my day. I mean, I feel like we've all been there. You're in a group chat and forget you're in a group chat. You know, she just speaks her piece.
Who's playing cello, Kennedy?
Thomas Jefferson.
I know. I only know Monticello from that Hamilton line when they're in the rap battle.
Because he was Thomas Jefferson.
Whatever
that's where
the
he lived.
Hell did you do with Monticello?
Hey, Sally.
You misheard the lyric, Dan. It was, "What did you do with Monticello?"
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But in any event, so now I have to text 8 people as I leave town. Probably give updates on the way.
Checking in every 20 or 30 minutes.
I mean, I just, the fact that they both went to she and like I was no longer in the conversation, I was like, what's happening
here?
Is
she going to be able to drive here?
I mean, maybe I felt like I had reverted back to my 13-year-old self.
Yeah, is there some childhood trauma going on there? Mom and dad are fighting.
From the 978, I'm dying. I needed this morning. With the morning I've had. Thank you so much, Kennedy.
You're welcome, friends. You're welcome.
You should just take pictures of Smokey at like random landmarks down on your road trip. so then they know that she's okay and you're okay.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like,
idea.
Here's me, a Smokey, next to the world's biggest ball of yarn or whatever the hell you see on your way.
Here we are at the
here's
south
the
of the
Washington
border.
Washington Monument. I'm not going that far
oh,
south.
Oh, that's right. You're not going yeah, to north.
Believe me, I would.
Well, thank you for sharing, Kennedy.
Sure, friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.